Introduction. The true beginning of the genetic revolution is a matter of some debate, but there is no doubt about the fact that the world is currently in the midst of a rapidly accelerating age of genetic research and manipulation. Stem cells, animal cloning, and mapping of the human genome have taken conceptual science fiction and morphed it into real-world scientific fact. In the interest of medicine, treatment, and potential cures for life-threatening diseases, some would argue we're on the precipice of a brave new world. For every positive that comes from a technological or scientific advance, though, there seems to always be a downside, something that makes us pause and wonder if the advance is truly worth the dark path that hides in the shadows. A path where, instead of using genetic programming to isolate and separate damaged genes, it could be used to develop weapons and viruses that attack specific people based on their genetic makeup. Since the turn of the century, the attention of international ethics organizations has been on the development of ethnic bioweapons, chemical, radioactive, or biological weapons that could be designed and programmed to kill only certain people. The applications for such a weapon are virtually limitless. A way to assassinate a target without needing to get nearby, or wiping out an entire race or ethnicity based on small or large markers in their genetic code. Imagine a bomb being dropped in the middle of a war zone and killing only the soldiers on one side. Imagine if that same bomb was designed to kill citizens of a particular nation, programmed with an aggressive contagion that targeted and attacked men, women, and children who were born or raised in a specific country. On the surface, it seems impossible. The genetic variations would be far too different to build an effective weapon against such a target. But with every advancement in genetics research and testing, the possibilities of terrorist states developing a designer virus that could be carefully and precisely targeted grows more and more realistic. A complex, intricate mixture of genetic programming and corruption, a superbug that will kill only those whom they want to kill, effectively wiping an entire population off the map without putting themselves at risk. At any moment in time, nearly 10,000 planes are in the sky, planes carrying 1.2 million people from one place on Earth to another. The world has never before been so interconnected. It's never been easier for a disease to spread far and wide, as we've seen from real-world examples like Zika and Ebola. What if one of these designer viruses was injected into a targeted population and detonated, creating an aggressive supervirus that killed within seconds? Of course, the faster someone dies, the more difficult it is for them to pass the virus on to other hosts. But with technology where it is now, who's to say that multiple viruses couldn't be launched in a myriad of different ways? Genetic viruses, designed and programmed like computer software, counting down until the right time comes when they detonate and kill their hosts. 10 years ago, the mere mention of this would have been ridiculous. But now? In the 21st century, in the midst of what most of the world is calling a genetic revolution, the realities are only too frightening. The reality is a world where advanced science developed to cure can also kill. And if the wrong people get their hands on it, the results could be catastrophic.